Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, here we are for Friday's edition, the little brother to the main podcast. This is our look ahead to the weekend's fixtures. It's Heineken Cup again, and I'm Tim, here with JB and Phil.
Hi, Tim. Hello, Egg Chasers.
Hello, Squad.
Hello. Hi, Tim.
What's up? So we're going to go through this. We've got a scoring system. We've got a league table. Currently, the scores on the doors, Phil, on our league table of predictions.
Don't ask. Yourself and JB are leading with 3 points, and I'm trailing with one.
So we'll get into the fixtures involving English clubs in the Heineken Cup. So the way this works is you get a point for correctly identifying a winner in the matches. You get 2 points if you correctly identify a winner that is also the bookie's underdog. And you can play a joker for one game, which will be double points. First up, Saracens host Toulouse on Friday night. Saracens are the favourites. How do you see it going, Phil?
Saracens, not lost a game this season. They've looked very good. And they'll be putting out their strongest team.
Toulouse.
Wow, Maverick. Maverick, JB, I'm going Saracens as well. What made you go Toulouse?
Just strength of the team. It's just a huge, huge team.
And we learnt on the podcast how much you hate Owen Farrell. I think it's until you won't back Saracens until Charlie Hodgson's back in the side.
Well, they'll be winning then. Oh, they're winning anyway. Who cares?
So there we go. JB's gone for the upset, possible double pointer. Right. Who's going to be a total wimp and play their joker on the next one? Leicester at home to Treviso.
Me. When it's getting before anyone else did, because I need to catch up. Leicester, joker for me.
Oh, is that the rules? We can't play a joker on... Two people can't play a joker on the same game?
We did that last time.
It's a good rule. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, then. And maybe whoever's lowest in the table gets to pick the joker first.
Like the NFL draft.
Perfect.
Like that.
So that you looking forward to picking first every week?
All right, so Phil's played his joker on Leicester to beat Treviso. That's an absolute done deal. That one, well done. You can write your 2 points in already to catch up. On to Saturday, and Gloucester are away at Munster. I'm going to play my joker here, if I may.
Of course.
Munster.
That's a big shout, you know, because these two teams have had some of the most epic matches in European history.
Yeah, but not at Munster, though. They're just a different team at home.
Cliché.
What do you reckon, then, Jay?
It's a cliché. There's a cliché I'm going to agree with, Munster.
Well, I've played my joker. Phil's played his joker. We've got a couple more games for you to play your joker on. Starting with, is it going to be Northampton at home to Ospreys?
No. Actually.
Think of that all line... Well... Welsh international front row of the Ospreys.
But we know exactly what happens when Lions play in the Heineken Cup. In fact, a stat which I forgot to tell you in the last podcast is last week only 12 out of the 40 Lions that went on tour won a game in the Heineken Cup.
Wow.
Good start.
That, my friend, is worthy of an olive bomb.
That's right.
Which pundit told you that stat that you've just regurgitated?
I was hounded mercilessly by my friends on Sunday when I was drawing up a spreadsheet of Lions tourists and then deleting them one by one.
Knowledge.
Yeah, so knowledge. There you go.
Right, so I'm going for a Northampton victory.
Northampton.
Right, okay, so next up, Exeter Chiefs visit Glasgow Warriors.
That's going to be a good game.
I think it will be a very good game.
I'm going to jump in there against, on the basis of kit, Glasgow should be one of the bottom teams in the world, let alone Europe, but on field, I think at home, they'll bounce back from that Toulon embarrassment of the first half and they'll beat Exeter.
We mentioned the Glasgow Macron kit last weekend, last week's podcast.
I added it to the Twitter account, you see it?
And and then at the weekend it fell apart. Mm.
As did Glasgow.
Designed in Glasgow, made by Macron.
Cheers, lads.
Ripped by Toulon. Yeah, okay, so I'm going Glasgow, home win.
I'm going to follow suit.
I'm going with Exeter.
Wow.
Exeter after their superb performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, superb. A couple of underdog selections there. And that means the joker for JB is coming out.
Do you know what? I kind of slipped up here because I wanted to put my joke on one we've already done. Can I do that?
Who?
Or for dramatic effect, should I have done it earlier? I wanted to put it on Toulouse.
Ooh.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Toulouse to beat Saracens at the Allianz Stadium.
On the plastic field. That's right.
Wow.
Actually, it should be a cracking game on Friday night.
And then anyone backing Quinns away in Clermont?
Nah. No.
No.
Jay, are you seriously considering
Quinns?
This?
Quinns away at Clermont. No chance.
No. All home wins there. I've gone for home wins in all the matches now.
Do you know,
it.
Do you know
have
what,
you, Phil?
Yeah, we've
gone with the bookies.
Each other. Just
cop out.
It is a cop out.
Do you know what, though? If there was going to be an upset, like a real upset, not like Toulouse winning, because Toulouse can win anything. It's not really an upset if you pick Toulouse. But if there was going to be a proper upset, it would be Harlequins going away to...
Not with their form. Last season, perhaps, but not this year.
There we go. We will get to the scoring.
That's going to be a big call for me.
On the next podcast, which will be out on Tuesday. This little one out, our sort of preview of the weekend's matches, is out every Friday. So nice one. Thank you very much for listening. We're off for a weekend playing, well, not in my case, and also watching. That is what I'm going to be doing plenty of. All the rugby this weekend, and we'll report back on Tuesday. I think let's have Matt Stevens singing us out. Feel your heart so close to mine, and you stay here in this moment above all the rest of time. Yeah, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.